This is The Ship Show with your host, Jeff Newbarth. You can stream or subscribe to The Ship Show on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, or the Hackers Paradise mobile app. Take it away.
Wow. That's the nicest thing Amanda's ever said about me.
I know.
She didn't say anything like mean or like snarky or derogatory or
Aren't
anything.
Aren't you so impressed?
Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate that. What's going on? Welcome to The Ship Show. Happy Tuesday. Big announcement. Only
Big
for
announcement.
Our Ship Show fans. Yeah. Not really, but I'm going to try to own it. If you go to CallawayGolf.com, you can pre-order Chrome Soft before it comes out in stores.
What?
Yeah.
Look
so go to CallawayGolf.com. If you're listening, if you're watching on YouTube, which I encourage you to do, you can see a picture of the Chrome Soft 2020.
Yes,
so go order it. I've been playing it for months. I love the golf ball. You'll love it too. Email us, shipshow@callawaygolf.com. I'm so excited, Lex. We got an email.
I know.
We'll have that in the second segment. And call us, 760-804-GOLF. You're right. I am back in studio.
Yes, you
was
are.
Not here. Actually, was here last week. I just wasn't on the podcast.
Right.
You guys had Mike G on. It was
we
awesome.
Did.
I love Mike
pod.
G. How many times did you and Mike G cry?
Collectively?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah. Because Fiddly and I were debating who would cry first, you or Mike G.
That's
and
right.
I said it would be Mike G. But I said you would quickly follow with tears immediately thereafter.
I'm very compassionate,
I know.
You know?
I know. I like that. What I'm also passionate about
is some
of these young guys on our PGA Tour staff.
That's so great.
And last week, I don't know if you guys heard me when I was giving my gambling advice that I wasn't calling gambling advice.
Right.
One of the guys I said, keep your eye on, is Matney Smith. We got to meet Matt at the Amex at Dan Dutton's house. We're going to have a clip of that interview a little bit later, but Matt was nice enough to make it into the field during Bay Hill and nice enough to take some time out of his day and join us. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Great.
We are doing great. You have a 119 tee time. Mm. This is your first time playing in the Bay Hill Invitational, correct?
Yep, first time.
So give me your first impressions. I've been lucky enough to attend probably a half dozen of those. I love the golf course. Love kind of the vibe of it. Obviously, Mr. Palmer's messaging all over the place goes a long way for the legend that he is. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's been great. I was lucky enough to play here right before I went to college. So I had a little bit of a feel for what the golf course was and what it was going to be like. I was not prepared for how well it's, I mean, it's in amazing shape. It's in great shape. Greens are fast and firm. Fairways are impeccable. I mean, it's maybe one of the best places we've played all year so far. So I'm just thrilled to have the experience to come out here and play some golf and honor Mr. Palmer as he had a wonderful event down here, and this is kind of his legacy.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I was lucky enough. So when back in the TV days, we used to do a lot of our pre-Augusta stuff
at Bay Hill.
Bay Hill. So we would get Tiger every year in the Lexington Cottage, which is, you know, was Mr. Palmer's personal, you know, house there. And we would interview Tiger early in the week. Then we would interview Mr. Palmer during that week every year. So I have such fond memories of the place. But I think, Matt, you hit the nail on the head. People don't get how hard and firm those greens are for that week, because Florida's not normally known for hard and firm. It gets wet, especially this time of year. Those things are like rocks, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're it's Tuesday, and they're already – I bounced a couple balls over the greens today in a practice round.
Yeah, what did you hit into two? What did you hit into two, the par three?
I hit 5-iron.
Five iron. How high was the first bounce?
Probably midway up the flag.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
It was pretty. Yeah, it's going to play pretty interesting, and the weather's not going to cooperate on Thursday.
Yeah.
So that'll also be interesting. I mean, the greens are firm and fast, and the rough long, and it's supposed to be about 20 to 30 mile an hour winds on Thursday. So. I don't exactly know what the golf course is going to turn into. I just know it's already pretty hard, and I can't imagine playing in 20 mile an hour wind. It's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah. So you kind of touched on that. You've made eight consecutive cuts now? Seven, eight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. How are you feeling? You know, knowing that the weather's going to be a little challenging, but like you have, you know, you've been around this course. How are you feeling going into this week?
I feel really good about my game. It just depends on what they're going to do to the golf course and how different the waves are going to be. I mean, I know it's going to be pretty windy for us in the afternoon. It just depends on how windy it is in the morning and how they set the golf course up. So you just got to be prepared for everything. I mean, you're prepared to try and hit it low and it get a little bit quirky out there. But, I mean, everybody's got to play the same golf course, and you hope the scores aren't aren't too different. I mean, you just want to be able to play the same golf course everybody else played. So, but you can't control that. So you just got to go out there and try to play the best golf you can.
I literally just dropped my pencil under this desk, and with this stupid thing I have going on, I couldn't reach it. But I got it, so I've mission accomplished. Matt, will you watch, if you're playing late on a Thursday, will you watch PGA Tour live in the morning to see how the course is going? Will you watch the early coverage in the locker room as you're kind of getting there? Or do you just kind of do your own thing? And because this, to me, would be an interesting one, right, to see how the course is set up and to see what balls are reacting, especially as you're right, it's not going to be as windy first thing in the morning as it will be when you're out there at 119. What type of edge are you looking for?
I would watch some of it sometimes. I mean, it just depends. I mean, if the golf course is going to be relatively similar, I think you can learn a lot from it. I think you can learn a lot, like with how guys are playing certain holes or what the greens are kind of reacting like and how fast they are and certain stuff. But when it's going to be relatively different, like it is here, I don't think it really helps that much. I just think it's going to be kind of go out there and get into your numbers and get into trying to play the golf course the way it is when I'm out there instead of what it was at 8:30 in the morning when it was blowing 5 to 10. So I think you just kind of, I think it kind of depends on what time and what kind of conditions you're playing in.
How much do you, fiddle with your equipment in, like, these kinds of situations? Or, like, are you, like, a big tinkerer? Do you, like, change things up going into weeks like this where the weather might not cooperate?
I always like to kind of look around. I don't usually end up changing a whole lot of stuff, but I definitely look to change some things around if it'll help. But I've kind of had the same setup since Sony, and hadn't really changed anything at all, and just kind of getting used to what that does in the wind. I mean, Sony, we played in a ton of wind. We played in a good bit last week. I mean, I've done it pretty regularly for the last few weeks, and I think it's just going to be a thing where you just have to trust with what you've done over the last few weeks and trust your game and trust your equipment and let it go.
All right, we got a couple more golf questions, and I have a lot more fun questions, but we do want to get some of the obligatory golf stuff. First top 10 in Puerto Rico, where the wind was blowing sideways for a little bit, and then an ace at Honda. So what was that like?
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. That golf course was pretty hard. I think I'm the only person to make the cut with one birdie last week, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, really?
But I did make a hole in one, and it was – I just hit the perfect shot. I mean, it was like 186 with 180 yards to the front, into the wind, off the right, water left, water short. And I just kind of chipped a 5-iron. The wind kind of was taking it towards the middle of the green, and it landed right in the perfect spot. Took a good little hop to the left and went right in the hole. It was perfect. It was great.
So did you, because there's a great story that I don't want to get all the way into where someone I know hit one like that and immediately yelled cocktails as soon as it was in the air, and then as it rolled in, we went straight to the bar. Was there a brief moment where you're like, when did you know it was going in, and then what did you drink after?
It was definitely kind of roll. Once it landed and took a kick to the left, I knew it. I was like, that's got a chance. So that was kind of when I knew it had a chance to go in, and then I got a lot of Venmo requests from my friends.
Nice.
Like, hey, nice hole in one. Send me a fiver so I can go get a couple of drinks after work.
It was weird because you never responded to mine. You get this random Venmo because I sent one to Grayson Murray too, who used to be on our staff for the weekend. He hasn't responded.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I can't celebrate with all you guys on my salary.
Hey, well, maybe he's going to get a celebratory milkshake this week.
Yeah. So I have one more golf question, but let's dive into the milkshakes. How many of you had, and give people the 411 on the milkshakes at Bay Hill because they're spectacular?
Well, I've only had one. I've only had one so far, and I didn't even know until yesterday. I didn't even know until a couple guys walking out, and they were like, they asked me, dude, have you tried the milkshakes in there? I was like, no, but of course I will.
Yeah, really?
So I went over there, and was like, y'all doing milkshakes? They're like, yeah, we only do chocolate or vanilla. I was like, you can't tarnish a milkshake by doing any of the other ones. So I had a perfect chocolate milkshake right after playing 18 holes in the Pro-Am yesterday, and it was glorious.
Nice. Well, that might have to become a daily routine. So I'm going to save my last golf question for the end here. So I understand there's a big controversy between you and Jacob Davidson. Jacob, we talked about last week, new father who's not getting any sleep, managing our tour team. I understand there's a controversy with the contents of the snack drawer on the Callaway tour truck, and Jacob took some actions that you didn't like. Can you tell your side of the story? Because Jacob gave me an earful this morning.
Well, so I went over, I came over here yesterday to get a backup putter made. And I know they have I didn't know this until maybe Palm Springs, I found out they had a candy drawer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a drawer that was full of candy. And, I was like, man, I got done yesterday. I came in to get a nice little, backup putter. And I was like, hey, Jacob, so what are the contents of the candy drawer this week? And he said, oh, it's not a candy drawer anymore. It's a health drawer. And wow. I opened it up, and it's just granola bars and protein bars and just not a lot of the stuff that people eat, but they don't really like it. So they just do it because they know they need to. So kind of like that.
So did you, because like I would immediately have, I told Jacob, I'm like, I'm shocked Matt didn't just take the drawer, dump it out, empty it, and say, let's fix this, guys. Because, I mean, you're kind of a take charge type guy. But I also feel like being a rookie on tour, maybe you kind of want to save that till like maybe go to Kiz. Kiz, can you come help me out on this? And you guys can like do it together. What's the strategy going to be? Because I think I have a deal to try to broker peace between you guys on this.
Oh, wow.
I think what I'm going to do is, and I know Jacob's not here right now, maybe tomorrow I'll just go get a bunch of like the big bags of like all the different assortments of candies, like the M&Ms and the Reese's, and like the Jolly Ranchers and stuff like that. And I'm going to take everything out and I'm just going to fill every drawer that's like in it. Here with candy.
I like it. So my your suggestion wins. It's better than mine. My suggestion was, upon your first tour win, which we know is coming soon, the way you're trending, you get to basically own the candy drawer at that point.
I'm in on that.
And he has to stock it with whatever you want.
I have another suggestion.
What do you got, Lex?
What if you insulate the drawer and make it like a cooler for like beverages?
Well, we have a cooler. They have the giant Yeti cooler.
They have the Yeti cooler.
They already have a cooler.
Yeah. This could be like the secret stash.
The secret stash cooler?
Maybe the secret stash of the good stuff.
Yeah.
The good stuff could be hidden. I like that also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you can do both, because once you win, you get to control the the snacks on the tour truck.
So we say. Jacob doesn't have a say in this right now. Well,
Jacob's not on the podcast. Hold on. Let me do. Jacob, would you care to comment? Yeah, all right. I guess he's good with it. All right. Another non-golf question. Tell me about the truck you drive. Because I remember you were talking about that a little bit when we were in Amex. But I kind of want to get a visual for this.
So I got a 2020 Ram Rebel, that's got a little lift on it. My wife does not like that much because she can't hardly get into it. I know my mom and dad also don't really like it because they can't hardly get into it.
How high is this lift?
It's probably pretty big.
It's not too bad. I mean, whatever lift it came with, I didn't ever really ask. I didn't have any problems with getting into it, so I didn't think it was an issue.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
It's been good. Yeah, my wife actually drove it down here right after Puerto Rico, so I had it last week and this week, and I'll take it next week and probably to Valspar. It's been really nice to be kind of comfortable and have my own car.
Can you take it out to like the sand dunes? Is it like that kind of?
Oh yeah. We just don't have any sand dunes in South Carolina.
Right.
It'd be very fun.
No, I mean, but I'm sure you could.
Maybe I'll just drive it to Arizona.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. That would be great content.
Can you work with Kevin where it could be kind of attached to the back of the tour truck, and when he goes cross country, he just kind of brings it with him each week?
And then we'll come and we'll put GoPros in it, and we will come and meet you there, because my uncle has a lot of off-roading toys.
Oh, nice. I like this.
That sounds great.
Sounds like good content. All right. Cool. Hey, you know, Rookie of the Year. I know it's early in the season. It's late in the season. I can't figure it out because they somehow start their season in October when the rest of the world starts the new year in January.
And ends at the same time.
But that being said, you know, what are your goals for the rest of the year? Because, look, you're in the conversation for that. I mean, if you look where you are in the FedEx Cup points, and yes, that's my obligatory FedEx Cup reference of the week in the podcast.
Done.
Good job by me. Check. Like, are you thinking about stuff like that? Are you worried about top tens? Are you worried about wins? Are you worried about candy? What are the things that are on your mind for the rest of the year?
I mean, I think playing good golf takes care of everything. And usually in that conversation of rookie of the year and stuff like that, you need to win golf tournaments. So winning is definitely one of my goals out here. I mean, I've played about half a year out here so far. And I'm getting more and more comfortable each and every week. And my game's gotten better over the last few years and 2 months and even 2 weeks. And just going into the rest of the year, knowing that I can play out here and that I can win a golf tournament out here. And rookie of the year is absolutely one of my goals. It's something that no one can take away from you, that you fight for only once. I mean, you're only a rookie for 1 year, and you can only get that trophy once. So, yeah, definitely one of my goals to win out here and try and take that trophy home.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's such a unique thing. You know, you can just like, you know, you can only play on the Champions Tour when you're a certain age. You can only get Rookie of the Year one time.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty special. So Jeff and I were talking about this podcast a little bit this morning, and he said to ask you about your love for the driver.
Yeah, Maverick driver.
It has been fantastic. I haven't had one of the, actually that's not true. When I signed with Callaway and the first Epic came out, I picked up 10 or 15 yards with that one and loved it. And then the Flash, I hit it about the same distance, but I hit it straighter. Mm-hmm. And then the Maverick came out and I was like, man, I don't think you can make it a whole lot better than what I've been playing. And it launched a little bit higher, spun a little bit less, and I picked up about 8 yards in carry and picked up a little bit of roll, and my average has gone up from 292 to almost 295 now, and it'll just continue to get longer as we get into warmer and warmer weather. So I am very, very happy with the driver.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, you should be happy with the driver, right? That's why we make them. We want people like yourself to be happy. We also want you to be able to perform your best.
Absolutely, and that's been something that I haven't done yet, but we're trending in that direction.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I want people to go follow you at @Matt_Knee, Knee. I see what you did there, Smith. Definitely, everybody who's listening to this, please go follow Matt on Twitter. Matt, we are going to be at TPC Sawgrass next week. So you let me know what snacks you want. We'll do this offline. And we at our shoot, we keep our own snack thing separately from Jacob's Healthy Snack Drawer. And we will. You are more than welcome to join us. I also want to see the truck because that just sounds awesome.
Yeah, anything but Twizzlers. I think those are anybody who eats Twizzlers on a regular basis is an alien.
I knew I liked you. Oh. Red Vines all the way.
Wow. This got deep. Got deep. All right, Matt. Well, best of luck this week at Bay Hill, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much for joining us on the Ship Show.
Awesome. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Matt Nesmith. Go follow him, everybody. Speaking of Matt, we did a video with he, Michelle Wee,
and
Amanda Balionis, and I don't think anyone's seen it yet.
I don't think so.
So why don't we
get a little glimpse right here?
Yeah. Why don't we just pause and give everyone a little teaser?
What's your favorite golf course on the PGA Tour that you're most looking forward to playing at this year?
Ooh, that's kind of hard. Maybe Harbortown, actually.
Oh, why is that?
I won a junior golf tournament there, and it's in South Carolina.
And?
Oh, I proposed there.
Okay, right. God, I was setting you up for brownie
you
points.
You started with junior golf tournament and then forgot about your
proposal?
Now we're learning so much already.
Well, I faked it so many times.
What
do you mean you faked it?
I'm terrible at secrets. Horrible at secrets. So, like, we've been dating for 5 or 6 years, so I figured the best way to do it was, and I'm a big fan of The Office.
Okay.
And so Jim Halpert fakes it a lot of times. Like, he would get down and tie a shoe. I'd be like, hey, you might want to wear something nice to dinner tonight.
And then you wouldn't propose.
No. 100%. And I did it for about 5 months.
For 5 months? Mm-hmm.
It was
so you're
awesome.
Wife is a saint?
Honestly.
It was awesome. It was great for me. I wasn't going to be able to keep a secret that I was going to propose at some point.
Okay.
But I still wanted it to be kind of a secret.
There was the teaser.
Yeah.
That we promised. See, we don't lie on the Ship Show.
Never.
Not often. We kind of lied with like a guest every now and then. Well, we had the best information we could have. By the way, I'm going to add a guest to our Thursday show.
Oh, great.
Because my buddy Captain Average is coming in. And that'll mean more after the letter. We're going to get to in a few minutes. But we do want to hear from you. ShipShowCallawayGolf.com. That's ShipShowCallawayGolf.com. Call us 760 804-GOLF, 760-804-GOLF. So you've been kind of, you know, complaining about not getting any emails.
I have not gotten emails. I get a couple of questions that we can't really answer on the show or, like, don't
like
really...
Like what? What can't we answer on the show?
Like, about certain people playing clubs and...
We can't answer those?
No.
Why not?
Not this one.
Oh.
All you right. know why.
No, I don't. I have no idea because you're not showing these questions to
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, I will tell you offline. Because,
all right.
Because this pertains to what this message that I did get is about.
Got
the
it.
Fact that we bleep a lot of things. So can I?
All
I'm
right.
going to read this.
Why don't you read
okay?
it?
Dear Lex, as an avid listener of The Ship Show, I know how you like mail and wanted to ask you about something. Being in the media business like me, you can imagine how tone is like nails on a chalkboard. I get it. Mm-hmm. Given the amount of things you need to bleep out on the show, I'm wondering if we could move on from the tone bleep. Maybe something from the cartoon family. Your standard clown car horn, maybe the spring explosion, or the Wile E. Coyote getting hit with the Acme anvil might be appropriate.
I love the coyote.
Me too. Now that you don't have to do a rundown for Jeff because last week proved how well that went, you probably have some spare time on your hands. Maybe it's an opportunity for Trevor to shine, friend of the show, D-Mob.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you, Derek.
Thanks,
for taking
Derek.
Time out of your busy day to
yes.
I mean, I wonder if he found the time to write this between sending texts to the to the group text that we're on or whatever. But Derek's
yeah.
a very busy guy. He's doing if you're listening to it today, this airs on Tuesday, Tennessee at Kentucky. He will be directing the
oh,
game
cool.
this evening.
Yeah.
From Rupp Arena.
So I, yes, Derek, I totally identify with you. The tone sound is
mm-hmm.
awful. And I,
well, especially
you know,
for a director, it's literally the worst sound
for a director,
you can hear.
It's awful. But I feel like, you know, I think it is definitely time to give Trevor some space and he can innovate.
Well, what if
there.
We, yeah, I mean, because we're going to be with a bunch of pro golfers next week. I mean,
yeah.
what if we had Phil,
we
you know, just saying,
sounds.
Well, what if Phil just said bombs? And every time we bleep something out, it's Phil saying
bombs.
What do you think about that, Trevor?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
nobody.
That would be amazing. It's like I read your lips there.
Yeah.
You know, you have that as an opportunity. We could also mm-hmm. just have an actual bomb, like have a golf ball hit and put the mic right next to it. That could be
that
something
could,
we use.
Yeah, it could. I think there's lots of opportunity
all right.
here.
If you want to tell us what the sound bite or sound effect should be instead of the bleep, shipshowcallawaygolf.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shipshowcallawaygolf.com.
I like bombs.
Yeah.
Bombs.
And Spencer, you messaged me about granddaddy photos. I'll get those to you.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Spencer, is that Spencer Tomcat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to Indian Wells, and he started a thread on the forum asking me about Indian Wells. I've never been to that tennis tournament. I would love to. It's just I have some travel.
That's soon, huh?
Yeah, it's next weekend.
Oh.
It's
womp womp.
Well, no, it's the weekend after. So it's the day after you're
back.
From the players.
Mm-hmm.
I come back Saturday, so
right.
I won't be able to go. And it doesn't seem like something I want to do, drive 2 hours after a week
I have
of
plans
travel.
Already.
A week of travel. All right. Well, next week's ship show, or sorry, Thursday ship show, we have a special announcement. We're going to have
mm-hmm.
a couple high-profile guests on to make that announcement. In addition, mm-hmm. A friend of D-Mob's and mine, Captain Average, will be in town.
Quite excited.
And let's try to have him on for a couple minutes at the end of the show. We'll have
mm-hmm.
to record that part first.
Yes, we will.
On Wednesday. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on Matt Neesmith's progress and all the other rookies, you know, and get a chance to dive into it too deep. But Maverick McNealy finished 11th again.
Mm-hmm.
He's just playing so well. Talk about a guy trending in the right direction. Like, Matt's doing the same thing. These guys who just make cut after cut after cut after cut,
really
they're putting
impressive.
Them in position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're putting themselves in position to keep trending up and up and up. And we're going to get a win from one of these young guys before the year's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mark
I mean,
my words.
Consistency is everything, right?
Yeah. And then next week, we're going to be on location for two ship shows down in Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe audio only on those.
Maybe a video highlight, but yeah.
Video highlight, but probably audio only, including hopefully an appearance by a certain left-hander on the ship.
Yeah.
Never had him on the ship
trust.
Show, but I'm hoping to make that happen. And then... one of my yearly goals may be coming to a reality soon.
Maybe.
So that could be in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So lots of things to look forward to. But again, we want to hear from you guys. 760-804-GOLF. 760-804-GOLF. Rate, review, tell your friend. If everybody told one friend about the ship show, we'd have at least four or five people listening.
They always say about like giving, right? If everybody gave a dollar.
Yeah. Everyone gave a dollar. If Matt Neesmith bought everybody a drink for that hole in one, the world would be a better place. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you Thursday on The Ship Show.